Hello, my friends. I hope you're feeling great right now. In this list, I want to get back to my teenage years and my middle school when I had a PS1. And actually, I have a lot of great memories from that time, and it makes me both sad and happy when I recall them. And I just wanna particularly talk about one fascinating and old but very great game, which is Dino Crisis 2. And in fact, Dino Crisis 1, if you have played it, it is so mysterious and it is hard and not very exciting. Versus Dino Crisis 2 is very, very great, and I prefer to talk about this one. And you know, the creator of these games are actually the same creator of the series of Resident Evil. And actually, the style of game, you know, the survival and horror is like Resident Evil games, and it is very great. Even it had not so much you know, great features and, you know, graphic stuff, you know, compared to nowadays games, you know, PS4 and whatever, but you know, the old games, I think, you know, their advantage was that they had stories behind them, great stories, and you know, that makes them difference even after 15 or 20 years has passed. And the story of this game is actually, as the title says, you know, about the crisis of dinosaurs. And when Dr. Craig finds out about third energy and how he can move, you know, dinosaurs to this time, and even makes a biological weapon. And you know, it creates a disaster, and after that, the army takes control of that, and to prevent Dr. Craig from this disaster, and you know, by making a Nuha arc plan, and actually, unfortunately, the city of experiments has been taken place in Jurassic time, and it's very dangerous, and you know, the human life is at danger, and the army will go to you know, send dinosaurs back to their time by some gates, and but it's not that easy. And actually, this video that I will put here, please, it's short, please watch this. You know, it tells you the whole story of this game. Actually, it's the beginning scene of the game, and it will show you how great this game is. In my opinion, it's a very fascinating game. And you know, I have finished this game back then when I was at middle school at least 10 times, I think. And you know, it is a very good game. And you know, I feel very nostalgic about that. And that's it. I don't want to talk more about this. And if you want to, please watch the video of it. And thank you so much for your listening. And please, please tell me if you have experience with this game. Please share your opinion and share your good. good experience with us. I will be so glad and happy to hear about them. Thank you very much for your listening, and goodbye for now.